This is the main rotor in all its glory. The mechanical movements you're seeing come from pilot controls in the cockpit. These movements affect all possible flight directions: forward, back, left, right, up, and down. The main rotor mast never tilts or moves off its axis, as it imparts rotation force to the rotor hub assembly and blades. Starting at the top, there's the mast nut, which secures the entire assembly. Beneath that, the upper and lower plates. Sandwiched between these, the yoke, which is splined to the mast. Let's focus in on each component for a single blade. There's the lead lag damper, which is directly attached to the top and bottom plates. It's made of metal and rubberized materials that allow the part to flex. At its center, there's a special rubberized piece called an elastomeric bearing. Rings of flexible material alternating with metal make this a kind of stiff spring. The very root of the blade is anchored here through the blade spindle. The elastomeric bearing flexes, allowing the spindle to shift as needed. This lead lag bearing does just what its name says, managing the blade's forward or backward movement to lead or lag as it rotates around the helicopter. After the spindle, there's the pitch horn, which is the control lever for pitching or feathering the blade. Then the grip, which holds the actual blade itself. A flexible pivot bearing keeps everything in place while allowing pitch changes. The pivot bearing is anchored to the yoke, which surrounds the whole chain of blade components. Most of these parts are made of lightweight metal, such as aluminum, while the yoke is built up from laminated fiberglass layers and is designed to bend. This is how the blade gets its flapping motion. There are stops on top and bottom hub plates to keep blades within operational limits for coning and droop.